Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Simon Gehr is a climatologist. He's a national authority on global warming and green issues. We're not asking him about hazing and orientations, but I do want to find out from him about these tropical cyclones that could hit KwaZulu-Natal in the future. Simon Gehr, good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, good morning. Very well. Thanks for having me on.
So is this a real danger?
Not on the human scale, no, and the human lifetime scale. So this was a study having a look at sea sediments off the east coast of South Africa. And what they can do is have a look at those layers of sediment and infer all sorts of things about global temperature at the time that they were laid down and the general sort of storminess of the environment. There's all sorts of various techniques you can do. And what they found is that during periods with higher sea levels, which of course would obviously be warmer periods as well, the reason the sea levels would have risen is because the ice caps would have melted. So during those periods, there were more tropical storms, and particularly in that region of what is now KwaZulu-Natal. So I suppose from a human point of view, from our immediate perspective, this does show that that the current climate change that we're experiencing, the current warming, is likely to increase the likelihood of storms in that Indian Ocean basin, but not necessarily impacting KwaZulu-Natal, in the next, decade or so.
What's always interesting to me is this, that whether it's our own anxiety that we take something like this and we extend it, that must make having a rational conversation as a scientist in the space much more difficult.
Not especially. I mean, I think that, it's always important to read more than the headline of anything And I actually had an interesting experience the other day. I have a couple of different Twitter accounts for business reasons. And I retweeted an article that I'd posted on one of my other Twitter accounts. And immediately Twitter warned me and said, "You haven't actually opened this article. Do you want to retweet it?" Which I thought was a very, very good little safety valve.
That's actually interesting. I had the same thing. I was retweeting one of my own News24 articles and it asked me, like, "Are you sure you don't want to read it?" And I was going to say to Twitter, "Look, I've written the damn thing. I'm okay." Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there is a personal responsibility to actually, read the articles, I suppose. And, science is a little bit trickier because sometimes, you're relying on a journalist's interpretation of the study. And every scientist you speak to, one of their biggest bugbears is that their science is often misrepresented in the popular press. But, I mean, part of that is actually science's own fault. So, they need to be better at communicating their work.
Absolutely right. But the point is, though, that we certainly are seeing a lot of extremes. It's just
it's
happening.
Yeah, and so we did have a tropical storm come down into KwaZulu-Natal. I'm trying to think when it was. Was it about 20 years ago? There was major floods because it was actually the remnants of a tropical storm that had started in the Mozambique Channel and then come all the way down that east coast. So it's not inconceivable that KZN has tropical storms. And in a future where sea level is a bit higher and the atmosphere is warmer, then yes, what we will see is a southern expansion of where tropical storms can form and still maintain. And KwaZulu-Natal would certainly receive some of those storms.
Yeah, and in terms of where we're looking with regard to summer, the end of summer in Gauteng, in the rainfall areas, are we still expecting a lot more rain?
Yeah, so we're shifting into La Nina part of the cycle now, and so that means generally wetter weather across Southern Africa, or certainly the eastern parts of Southern Africa. So I think this wet weather is set to continue.
That is where we leave it. Thank you, Simon Gehr. As always, it's 8:38. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM.